السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وکفا والصلاۃ والسلام علی سیدنا المصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ وبارک وسلم تسلیما کثیرا کثیرا. اما بعد، فقد قال اللہ تبارک و تعالی فی القرآن المجید: اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، وما خلقت الجن والانس الا لیعبدون. صدق اللہ العظیم. الحمدللہ، ذ فضل کرم ان احسان اف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی، وی فائنڈ اور سیلز ان دا فرسٹ عشرہ، دا فرسٹ 10 ڈیز آف دا مبارک منتھ آف ذو الحجہ، وچ از دا لاسٹ منتھ آف the Islamic year, the lunar year. In the dunya, we realize that relationships, take that scarf out. Take the scarf out. There's no need for that. So, relationships have a bearing on our behavior. Relationships have a bearing on our akhlaq. Relationships have a bearing on our tolerance. Right? If a person, he has got muhabbat for somebody, is close with someone, then that person's faults are overlooked. Another person can do the exact same thing. Right? Say, for example, you take a boarding situation now. Students in a boarding, right? So somebody, your friend, he took your cup and he went to drink water. Used your cup and he drank water. So you'd be very happy that he used my cup because he's your friend. Somebody who you don't really get on with, shouldn't be that way. Somebody you don't really get on with, he did the very same thing. He only drank half cup water. But you ask permission. How can you just take my things? So relationships, they have a bearing on our conduct, on our akhlaq, on our tolerance, how we react to situations, right? Inshallah ta'ala, you'll be going home tomorrow. Tomorrow is chutti from madrasa, you'll be going home tomorrow. Many other people will go to your house. Sometime a jamaat went to your house. Sometime there's a visiting alim may have went to your house. Sometimes some other family member may have went to visit. Some family friend may have come to visit. Courier guy may have come to deliver something. Lot of things happen. But is the feeling the same now when you are going home? Your parents, now how they waiting to receive you. They didn't wait like that to receive courier guy. Why? Because of the relationship that our son is coming or our sons are coming, children are coming home. So it's a different feeling. Right? Allah Rabbul Izzat has mentioned in the Quran Sharif, and we have heard this over and over, Allah Ta'ala mentioned that I have not created insan and jinnat except for my worship, except that they worship me. Mufassirin have explained ay liya'rifun, that they recognize who Allah Ta'ala is. We must get the ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala. When a person is blessed with the ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala, now he develops a relationship with Allah. Their relationship with Allah Ta'ala is always there because we are Allah Ta'ala's slaves. We are Allah Ta'ala's bandas, we are Allah Ta'ala's creation. Allah has created us. So we can't move away from that. Allah Ta'ala has created us, we can't move away from that fact. We are the slaves of Allah Ta'ala, we can't move away from that. Nothing can change that. Right? How much have I realized? How much have I recognized that I am a slave of Allah Ta'ala and I am a creation of Allah Ta'ala? How much have I realized that? So the more I realize it, the more my relationship with Allah Ta'ala grows. The relationship with Allah Ta'ala is a relationship of true love. A relationship with Allah Ta'ala and Huzur e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a relationship of true love. Allah Ta'ala then gives us opportunities in the year which enable us to traverse the path to His recognition more swiftly than at other times. So in Ramadan Sharif, we are given, and now in these days of Zulhijjah, building up to the day of Qurbani, the 10th of Zulhijjah, the day of Eid al-Adha, these are days, there are other days also, other moments. Allah Ta'ala allows for us to traverse more swiftly in attaining the marifat of Allah Ta'ala. You see, when we carry out our qurbani, the qurbani is done for Allah. Right? Now you see, one person, he loves his wife. Right? He really, really loves his wife. And he is buying a gift and he's taking for his wife. Now the care, what kind of a gift, what she likes. Everything is about her taste, her colors, what she likes, right? And now he's excited to take this gift. How excited he is will be in accordance with how much of love he has. How much he appreciates her khidmat. How much he appreciates her presence, right? That's how much of excitement there'll be when he's going to present that gift. The other fellow, you know what, if I don't give a gift, now she's going to throw a tantrum, right? He may just tell one of his staff members, just go down the road, get on chocolate and bring that. What, anything, just bring on chocolate. He's off the hook, right? Off the hook now, he just go give that thing and finish. Right? And then you get a third type of person, he's full of himself. Even when he's giving a gift to his wife, he's worried about what he likes. His colors. His choice. Right? So he's so full of himself that she'll appreciate it, but is it really going to make her happy? These are different types of people. Now I must ask myself that when I am going to do my qurbani, am I really thinking at that time that this qurbani I am presenting to Allah Ta'ala? It's for Allah Ta'ala. It's not for me. It's for Allah Ta'ala. Now what does Allah Pak want? So Allah Ta'ala, if Allah Ta'ala had to make demands on us, because a qurbani fit for the King of Kings, will any of us ever be able to do a qurbani like that? We'll never be able to. Right? So Allah Ta'ala says, see my bandas, you do any qurbani within this parameters, within this frames, right? Just it mustn't have certain defects. Right? So if you want to give me a sheep, no problem. It must be over 6 months and look like a 1 year old, or it must be 1 year. Now if you want to slaughter a bigger one than that, whatever, that's left up to you. You want whatever color, that's left up to you. What breed, that's left up to you. You just make sure that the tail, more than one third the tail is not chopped off, and the ear is not cut out, and it mustn't be an animal that's so sick and so weak and limping and all of that. Its horn mustn't be cut out from the root. Just few things, make sure it's not like that, and I'll accept it from you. You want to give me a goat, no problem, just make sure it's 1 year old, mustn't have those defects. You want to give me a camel, no problem, just make sure it's certain year old. I don't know, camel, what is the minimum? 2 year. 2 year it must be. And mustn't be younger than 2 year and mustn't have these defects. You want to give me a ox, bull, no problem. Must be 2 years and older and mustn't have the defects. That's why. So simple Allah Ta'ala made it. Right? Now, but Allah Pak wants it packaged in taqwa. Allah Ta'ala wants it packaged in taqwa. Now what shaitan did and our nafs did took us away from what Allah Ta'ala wants. We became more worried about what I want. What kind I want. What I want. And then when we're doing the qurbani, I'm packaging it in masiyat. Imagine we're slaughtering something. Right? The thing's life is coming out. Allah Ta'ala has made the animal subservient to us. Right? That we can control it, we can drop it, whatever. Right? And Allah Ta'ala has made it that in order for us to fulfill our wajib obligation, that animal has to give its life. So there must be a type of a feeling when we're slaughtering. There must be goodness in everything we do, Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us. When you're killing also, kill with goodness. When you're slaughtering also, slaughter with goodness. So now, if the person has got the marifat of Allah Ta'ala, and he's built a relationship with Allah Ta'ala, and now in these days, he has, Allah Ta'ala allows him to take that relationship to a higher degree. So now he goes, he's with a lot of fikr. He wants to make sure everything is according to the sunnah. There's no guna involved. There's no intermingling. There's no photography. There's no showing off. Nothing. He wants to very, very humbly, because he knows that whatever presentation I'm going to make, it's such an insignificant presentation. Because I'm presenting this to the King of Kings. I'm presenting this to the one and only Creator. So whatever I'm going to give, it's insignificant. But it needs to be packaged in taqwa. So with a lot of humility, down to earth, proclaiming the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, starting with the name of Allah Ta'ala, the person is now going to make the qurbani. He got no time for selfies with the animal. He got no time to see now who tied like this and that kind style and this kind style, whose knife was sharper and not sharper. No, all those things are not in his mind. He will make sure he's got a sharp knife because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught him that. He will make sure he doesn't sharpen the knife in front of the animal. He will make sure one animal doesn't see the other animal getting slaughtered. All those things you will take into consideration because that is what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us. It's all part of the package of taqwa. Right? And he will carry out his qurbani with fikr. That, Ya Allah, you accept this qurbani from me. You accept it. Despite it not being worthy of presentation, but you accept it from me. That's why after he finishes his qurbani, he says, Ya Allah, accept it from me, like how you accepted from your friend, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, how you accepted from your beloved, Huzur-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, In most of our amal, I talk for myself, Allah forgive me. There's no ruh. There's no ruh. There's just a form, there's an outward shakal of an ibadat. Right? But there's no ruh, there's no life. Why? Because we're lacking in the relationship with Allah Ta'ala. We're lacking. There's no the deep-hearted relationship with Allah Ta'ala. A person, he has to love Allah. The love for Allah Ta'ala must be the most powerful emotion that he ever experiences. A person, his favorite car, he sees that car in the favorite color, he experiences an emotion. A person sees his pet, he's experiencing an emotion. But when it comes to Allah Ta'ala, we are not experiencing an emotion. Why is there no emotion in my relationship with Allah Ta'ala? So this having love for Allah Ta'ala, experiencing an emotion in my relationship with Allah Ta'ala, it is something for real. It is not something that's just in the kitabs. No, we must feel it. We must feel it. When we're doing something, I'm doing it for my Allah. When I'm staying away from a guna, I'm staying away for my Allah. If I'm feeling a pain, why is it Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that the person who protects his gaze, right, Allah Ta'ala will give him the sweetness of iman. Because he's protecting that gaze, that takaza to look is so strong. That demand from the nafs to look is so strong. And at that time, he's saying, Ya Allah, for you, I'm not going to look. I'm not going to look. So Allah Ta'ala gives him the sweetness of iman. This qurbani is such a big thing. Such a big thing. A person, he must get a sweetness. How come? You see, the person slaughters that qurbani animal. He doesn't want to eat anything else on that day until he doesn't eat from that qurbani. I'm not saying it's faraz, wajib and all that. But in the language of love, it will be faraz. If a person doesn't eat from his qurbani, no problem, no guna on him. Right? But now see, I present, bhai, you're going home tomorrow. Your mother asked you what to cook. And now she prepared your favorite meal. And you come there, you say, no, I eat in takeaway and I keep. Did you do anything wrong? As long as the food was proper, halal, tayyib, and you ate over there. And is it a guna you mean? No. But your mother's heart? Your mother's heart? So this da'wat is from Allah. And now you don't read it. So that's why you'll find, you know, like Mufti Shoaib also from Shawcross, he'll do his qurbani, then he'll make that kaleji, right? And then he'll go and he'll eat and go and give everybody. And this is not from today. This is from the days when he was doing qurbani in Shawcross. He'll make sure that he won't eat anything till he doesn't eat from that qurbani animal. And give everybody this. Now from my qurbani. This I sacrificed for Allah. It's a different feeling when you bring the love of Allah Ta'ala in. Today there's no ruh in our amal because the love of Allah Ta'ala is lacking. The love of Allah Ta'ala, the love of Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is lacking in our hearts. So qurbani just became one big show, animals, take some videos, send them somewhere the animal ran away, now make one big video about that and send that all around. That became our qurbani, it's about that. But the qurbani is supposed to be something with love, with a very humbled heart. Allah is allowing me to present something to Him. And then Allah is telling me right now, this is my da'wah to you now, you eat it. You partake of it now. Hazrat Shakim Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, in one of his compilations of his ash'ar, so he mentioned, Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya Rab. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya Rab. Tere aashikon se seekha, tere sang dar pe marna. He said, I didn't even know about it. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi. I didn't understand that something like this exists. The pain of your love. Love, when you love something, you feel a pain. Tera dard kya hai ya Rab? I didn't know that I can really have emotion in your love. I didn't understand that it exists. But I learned it from your lovers. So we have to develop this love for Allah Ta'ala. And then this love of Allah Ta'ala must become our rang. That must be now our color. That must be our color. That must be our flavor. The love of Allah Ta'ala. That is the driving force in our life. Everything we do is because of the love of Allah Ta'ala. I told these people to remind me, I must tell you this incident. So Hafiz Maulvi was telling me that in the week his father's cousin passed away. So he was the elderly alim, Maulana Ismail Ibrahim, one of the old alims of the country. So he was in his 70s. So towards the latter portion of his life, he developed cancer. So he had a growth on his tongue. Right? So the doctors told him that we have to cut off portion of the tongue. So he agreed, no problem, can cut it off. So they cut off portion of the tongue. So it can't be an easy thing. Now after that, eating also is difficult, speaking is difficult, everything is difficult. But he agreed to that. However, Allah Ta'ala's hukam, the cancer still spread. And now he developed a growth on his neck. And this thing was growing, getting quite big, so the doctors told him to cut this thing. So he went for the consult and they explained to him what they have to do in the operation and all of that. So he refused. He said, no, I'm not going to do this. So the family also, they were surprised that he agreed for his tongue to get cut. But now, yeah, he doesn't want to cut the tumor on his throat, on his neck. That's the easier thing to do. Why is he not agreeing to this? So they asked him. So he gave one jawab, one sentence. He said, I prefer to meet Allah Ta'ala with my beard. Because they told him that if we have to cut this, so that side of your face, we have to cut your beard out. We have to shave your beard. Right? Because now when they do operation, you can't have hair there. So you have to shave your beard and then we'll remove the growth and after that your beard can grow. But in his mind, what if moth comes away in between? I'm going to go to Allah Ta'ala without my beard, without the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how am I going to present myself to Allah Ta'ala like that? The growth is not in my, is not in my control. But the keeping or the cutting of the beard, that is in my control. So he said, I rather meet my Allah Ta'ala. I prefer to meet my Allah Ta'ala with my beard. And then he passed away like that. This is love. Love. So many things coming in my mind, but the clock is not playing its part. So we'll have to stop. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.